Hello everybody, my name's Ella and I work for Open Country as the Wild About Wakefield Project Officer. And today we're on an audio walk with myself and we're at a lovely place called Middleton Park. Middleton Park's one of my, probably one of my favourite walks to go on in and around Leeds especially. And I live about 3 or 4 miles down the road in Morley, so it's a really nice local one for me to do. And today we're hopefully going to be spotting some wildlife and picking up on some of the heritage around the site. Middleton Park, for those that don't know it, is about 4 miles south of the central Leeds area, and it's a big park, mainly made up of parkland and grassland and ancient woodland as well. There's about 450 acres of public park to explore, and we're going to be sort of zigzagging through that park today as we walk around. So I've just come in from the main entrance off Town Street in Middleton, and I'm slowly walking down the paved hill and heading towards the main visitor centre and another car park here. And the first thing that grabs my attention is the wildflower meadow that's been put in at the side of the path. It's absolutely bursting with life at the moment. It's really, really tall, and there's lots of lovely flowers in there. I can see lots of oxeye daisies, so very big daisies, that give a really nice white canvas. And then in amongst them, there's all sorts of other things. There's poppies and there's clover, and then there's buttercups, lovely yellow buttercups as well. And I can see a couple of red campion flowers as well, which are actually pinky purple, not red. Just in terms of sound, I've tried to tune out the cars that are around and the dogs that are barking, and tried to clue us into some of the birds that are singing in amongst us. And there seems to be a wren and a blackbird sort of competing for my attention. I can just about make them out through the woods. I'm hoping we get lots of other bird sounds today as we walk around. We're just continuing our walk downhill, and in front of me is the Middleton Park Visitor Centre, which has been here since 2012, along with the bandstand in front of it. And the Visitor Centre, in my opinion, is rather ugly. It kind of looks like a spaceship. However, it has got this wonderful living roof growing out the top of it, full of sedums and other plants, and that gives it some wildlife value, and it means it blends in well with its surroundings a lot more than if it didn't have that. So we're continuing our way down now with the visitor centre on our left, the pond on our left, and we're just walking past the bandstand on our left as well into the thick of the woods. The path here quickly turns into a path full of twigs and leaf litter from the paved path it once was, and it feels really nice underfoot. I've just heard a wren chattering away on the left, and quite right, it stopped singing as soon as I pressed record. But if you've ever heard a wren before, you'll know that they're really quite a distinct bird, and they're very, very loud for such a small bird. They're tiny and you usually don't see them, but instead hear them. And that's the case just now. There's a big area of sort of scrub on the left in the undergrowth, and it's somewhere hiding in there. And it was just making a lovely, loud, drilling song. Right, guys, we've just come out of the woodland, and we're now in the meadow just to the side of Middleton Park Woods. And this is where I turn left and start heading downhill through the grassland, which at this point is very, very long. It's grown up to about my waist height. And that means that all sorts of different bees and butterflies and other insects are using it to feed in and to take shelter in. And I can see a couple of butterflies straight ahead of me. Can't quite make out what they are, but they're having a little dance with each other just above the grass line. I remember last time I came here, there was a couple of horses in this field, but they seem to be moved on now. So it's a lot more open now, and I'm really feeling the sun against my cheeks. It's getting quite warm. It must be well over 20 degrees today. On the left of me is the woodland, the ancient woodland. And then on the right, in the distance, I can see the Middleton estate. As I walk down, I've just noticed the row of cherry trees. About 10, maybe 12 cherry trees all in a row, just to my left of me, on the woodland edge. And these trees have got cherries on them. Don't think they're ripe enough to eat yet, give it a couple of weeks, but they've started to turn a lovely cherry red, really nice colour. And these cherries will be food for blackbirds and other songbirds as the seasons pass. Right, I've just walked diagonally across the field, heading towards the viewpoint here, because they've cleared a little bit of the meadow to put in some seating, and I'm just about to sit on that seating, which actually has some really, really nice views across Leeds city centre. So I'm looking in front of me and I'm seeing pretty much all of the office buildings in Leeds city centre. Don't ask me to name them. but it feels like they're really, really close, but of course they're about 3-4 miles away from us as I stand here. The buildings are lovely and framed from the woodland around us, from the actual trees in Middleton Park. And then above them you've got beautiful blue skies. So it's really quite a nice picture. Just off the path here is the robin singing. I've just taken us off the path again to Middleton Park railway platform. Now there's no trains here at the moment, in fact it's just a platform with a couple of seats and an interpretation board. But this has been run now by volunteers for the last 60 years and is a lovely outing to go on. And there's a nice fact about this railway, it's actually the world's oldest working railway train line. And I believe it's over 250 years old. It was originally used to transport the coal from the local pits around here in the woods into central Leeds. Right, guys, I'm back in the woods, and I must say it's quite nice to be in the shade, especially because I'm walking up quite a steep hill towards the visitor centre. It's lovely here. There's lots and lots of trees around me, providing quite a nice bit of shade. I can hear lots of birds singing again. And most of the trees that I'm looking at are old oak trees, you know, part of the ancient woodland that I mentioned earlier. And in amongst them, we've got some silver birch and some beech trees as well that look a little bit younger. I'm just making my way up a steep path up the hill, and I just wanted to stop off here mainly to get my breath back but also to point out a fungi or a mushroom that I've spotted. You might have heard of a fungi called chicken of the woods. It's quite a big fungi. It's a bright orangey yellow coloured. In fact, it's sort of peachy orange in parts with like an edge of yellow, and kind of looks like polyfiller that's coming out of the cracks in the trees. It grows on oak trees mainly, and this one's on an oak tree here. It's quite big. It's probably two or three times the span of my hands, and it's edible, and that's where it gets its name from, chicken of the woods, because apparently it tastes like chicken, although I've never tasted it myself. It's really quite pretty, and it's probably, in amongst all of this green, the only bit of orange colour that I can see. For good thing about this woodland, because it's so old and there's so much decaying dead wood in amongst the living trees, is that it's a real great place to come on a fungi walk or a mushroom walk. And I've run a few here over the years, and every time I've spotted something different. The best time of the year to do a fungi walk is autumn, but there is some fungi species that you can spot just about all year round, including this one, the chicken of the woods. Right guys, we're back at the visitor centre now. I've made it up the hill, and that water sound you might be able to hear is actually the beck that's made its way through the pond to our left and is now heading all the way downhill through the woodlands to our right. And we're just walking along the side of the pond, and this pond is one of the main focal points at Middleton Park. It's used by mainly fishermen. There's about 20 or so fishermen on the water today, and I believe there's, for the size of the pond, there's actually quite a lot of fish in there to be had. I did read a few years ago that this pond in the Victorian times was actually used for ice skating. Now I can't really imagine we'd get winters cold enough to freeze that over enough to ice skate on nowadays anyway, but apparently there's photos that have emerged of that, so quite interesting. I'm just stopping off here. We're heading back downhill towards the riding centre on one of the main paved tracks through the woodland, and I've just stopped off because a robin has flown in front of me and landed on a dead tree branch maybe 3 or 4 metres from me, and he's just staring at me dead straight in the eyes. It's certainly not a shy bird. And he's off again. That was nice. As we meander down the hill, I can't help but notice the different remnants of the mining industry, mainly the sunken pit sites on both the left and right side of the paths, where there was once bell pits many years ago, and they've since been overgrown slightly with vegetation and leaf litter, but are still marked out on the landscape. What's really nice is about this particular spot in the woods is that there's little glades or little gaps in the woodland that I think have purposely been cut out to allow the sunlight to come through. And those little glades are magnificent because they provide a good opportunity to see the differences in the light and the shade. And they also allow a little bit of sunshine through to allow for butterflies. I'm noticing a few little meadow brown butterflies in amongst the woods here as we walk along. And we're making our way down towards the equestrian centre now. Right, I'm still working my way down the path towards the riding centre, but I've just pulled us off to spot a nuthatch. Now, a nuthatch is quite a small woodland bird, and it's got a slate grey back colour and almost a peachy belly. And it's quite distinct because of its dark grey black eye stripe, kind of looks like a bit of a bandit. And just in front of us, one of the old beech trees has fallen, and that's obviously provided a lot of dead wood, which brings in insects. And I believe the nuthatch was trying to find some of the little insects hidden away in the bark He's just flown off now. I've just passed one of the trail signs in amongst the park. This one's about the wagon ways, and it's reminded me that the path that I'm walking down actually was once site to the wagon way, which was the slope with carts running down it that was used for transporting the coal into Leeds Central. So gravity and horses were used to transport the coal downhill, and then horses were used back to carry the empty carriages back up the hill to start all over again, and that was in 1755. So all them years ago, I can close my eyes and just about imagine a horse pulled cart coming up towards me now, and then stopping at the top to refill with all of the coal they'd dug out of the pits. Quite impressive heritage and history to this site. One of the best bits, I think, of walking your own little patch time and time again is that you develop a bit of a clue for when all the changes are about to happen. And there's lots of subtle changes throughout the year as the season changes and the flora and fauna changes too. I did this same walk about 4 or 5 weeks ago and noticed how much garlic mustard and wild garlic there was, particularly around the bottom of the woodlands. And now I've noticed that that's all starting to die back and turn yellow, and in its place is lots of nettles and brambles taking over again. I've now come out at a big open field again. This one's called The Clearings, and it's surrounded by the green woodlands of Middleton Park, but a nice open overgrown field. There's a sign saying caution, model aircraft flying area, but I can't see anything on the horizon, so I'm going to continue at the edge of the woodland. I'm just going to have a little sit down here and take a water break. I think we're all a little bit guilty of going walking and not really taking in our surroundings. And what I want to try and do today is make sure that I can really pick up on what's around me and not miss anything. And I think the best way to do that is to sit down here on the edge of the woods and just take a few moments. I'm now deep in the heart of the woods again, and it's suddenly gone quite quiet. Can't hear any more birds, and people, the families and the bike riders and the dog walkers seem to have disappeared. I've walked this particular patch of the woods maybe 30 or 40 times now, and every time I come back I seem to find another path that leads through the woods. I'm quite surprised we've not heard a woodpecker drilling yet today. We usually see or hear them in this woods, mainly because of the dead standing wood and how plentiful that is around here. Woodpeckers like to drill holes in the decaying bark, and then they've got this really long tongue that comes out and it scoops up the insects inside the dead tree straight into their gob. There's lots of signs of woodpeckers, lots of dead wood with holes in it, but nothing woodpecker shaped yet. I've just, as I was speaking, noted a little flock of about 3, maybe 4 or 5 long-tailed tits. I'm going to be quiet for a little minute so you can try and hear them, because they've got a wonderful ping, ping sound. It's really quite distinct. No, I think they've headed off through the holly bushes of the long-tailed tits, but there remains a great tit just up in the top of an oak tree here, flittering about. I can just about make it out with my naked eye, quite high up, and seems to be pulling away at the bark. I imagine it's trying to find the little grubs and caterpillars living on the bark, maybe to feed its young. Right, I'm still in the woodlands. I'm very slowly meandering back to the old golf course and the car park and visitor centre. But I just wanted to stop off to note what was around me at the moment. The woodlands kind of turned to a beech woodland rather than an oak woodland. So the trees around here are sort of 300, 400-year-old beech trees with lovely smooth grey bark. And it's particularly nice because I'm now walking on a carpet of crushed old beech leaves and beech nuts. Feels really nice to walk on. There's a little wren again on my right, and that's sounds about right because there's a lovely big area of scrub, so he's or she's probably in amongst that scrub area. I can't see him, but I can certainly hear him very loud for such a small bird. Guys, I've just emerged out of the shady woodland I was walking through into the lovely open fields of the old golf course. Now, the golf course, I believed, stopped operating as a golf course maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Over the years, it's been really nice to see how nature slowly started to creep back in here. The grass that would have been cut very short around the golf course is now pretty much all grown long, which is obviously great for the insects, and the butterflies seem to be enjoying that. And then as I'm walking up the hill towards the viewpoint on the right, there's lots and lots of little wildflowers that are emerging in amongst the long grasses. I'm not that clued up on wildflowers, but just the few that I've noted are clover and bird's foot trefoil, which is a nice sort of almost T-shaped yellow one, little yellow curled up flowers. And then there's lady's bedstraw as well, which has lots and lots of little tiny white intricate flowers. And lady's bedstraw was used as bedstraw back in the day, so there's a bit more heritage to tell there. On the left, I've just seen a dragonfly dart past, and we're quite some way away from water. I believe the pond's maybe half a mile away now, but it's just skating above the long grasses there. And we've still got lots of birds to be heard. I just heard a wood pigeon. And all the way through the woods, I've heard many, many blackbirds. Quite a few robins as well, which has been lovely. Right, spare with me while I get my breath back. We're now up at Nick's viewpoint, and Nick's viewpoint's just a little seated area that looks like it's been put in fairly recently, and it's surrounded by a little circular border of wildflowers. Lots of beautiful purples and reds in there, and the viewpoint is what it says on the tin, really. It gives you lovely panoramic views of the woodlands of the golf course, and then you can just about see into Leeds city centre through the line of trees, and you can actually also see Ferry Bridge, the cooling towers as well from here, right out in the distance. It's a beautiful, nice views, and I love this spot here because there's a little bit of a bird feeding station just away from us. I'm just going to go very quietly and stealthily sit on the bench next to the bird feeding table and just tell you what I can see on the bird feeding station. Now the bird feeding station is, well, it's a stump of wood that someone's put a wooden tray on, a large wooden tray, and drilled that on top. And then someone, maybe a volunteer, part of the Friends of Group, is obviously putting lots of food out there. And looks like peanuts for all the birds that are coming out of the woods to supplement their food. Now, I was hoping we'd have something really nice like a nuthatch, even a robin or anything really, but instead we've got one large rat just sat scoffing his face on the bird feeder station. Oh, wait, we've got a great tit and a squirrel as well. The squirrel just scared off the great tit. Just going to wait a minute and see if we get anything else. You can hear that wood pigeon in the background. The squirrel is back, as is the great tit, and the squirrel's just scared off the great tit, but the great tit is sat from a local branch just staring at him, trying to find its way back to the table without getting shooed off by the squirrel. I think that's all we're gonna get. Well, we've got the squirrels and rats scaring everything off. Well, still nice to see. We're gonna continue down now, and we're slowly making our way towards the pond and the visitor centre again. Just walking through the old golf course and all the old bunkers there too. I've just pulled us off the path, a few metres off the grass path through the golf course, because a few weeks ago I was lucky enough to hear some baby blue tits making quite a lot of racket from inside an old silver birch tree, and they were about at eye level, just really well hidden within a tiny hole within this silver birch tree, and I just wanted to check in and see if they were still there. I think they've gone. I'm not going to stay long because I don't want to disturb them if they are about, but I'm fairly sure they've fledged, which is nice. Hopefully they're all out and about. Oh, I've just seen a kestrel. Kestrel's literally just flown above my head, heading back into the woodlands. That's nice. You could see the lovely colours of the kestrel, which is like a nice sort of chestnutty orange colour on its back. You don't usually get close enough to see that colouring on a kestrel. I imagine he or she's just come from hunting in the grassland here for some little rodents. On this section of the walk, we've been joined by quite a few different butterfly species. I've just been trying to take note of them as I walk past them. And of course it's a lovely sunny day, so the sun is powering their wings, and there's a lot out and about in this sort of meadow area that we're in now. I've seen a peacock butterfly and a couple of meadow browns, and I've just seen two orange tips butterflies playing with each other up in the grass. Orange tip butterflies are small little white ones with little orange tips at the end of their wings. Really, really pretty. They're one of the first butterfly species to make an appearance in spring. I'm very close to the end of the walk now. I just wanted to point out another fungus that I've just seen off the path. This one's on a bit of dead silver birch tree, and it's called jelly ear. I don't know the Latin name, but it's commonly known as jellied ear. Sort of like a very deep maroony brown coloured with a bit of orange when it's full of life. And it kind of looks like, well, a jellied ear. I'm just walking us across the last field now towards the pond and the visitor centre. We've kind of done the last bit, was almost like a circular loop back round. And on the field there's lots of people sunbathing. There's the kids' play park down at the bottom. And to my right there's a basketball court that's full in use. There's a few black-headed gulls just off the pond, sat sunbathing. And we're just walking over to a lovely little strip of wildflowers that was planted a few years ago now, I think. It's self-seeding and it's again full of lots of oxeye daisies, lots of buttercups in there, and then there's just a little speckle of red here and there. That's the poppies coming through, the red poppies. And it's really nice because the rest of the grass here has been mown, so it's really nice to have these long grasses and flowers so full of life and so colourful. Well guys, we're just about coming to the end of the audio walk. I'm heading back up the hill towards Town Street and the exit of the park. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining us on this audio trail. I've really enjoyed taking note of everything that I've seen and heard around me. I've loved the wildlife we've seen, and I'm pointing out some of the interesting heritage facts about Middleton Park. And I look forward to having you along on the next walk. All the best. Bye-bye.